Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
And good morning to everyone. Just waiting the phone call from Salina Clay County Corner. They're running a little bit late, and we'll be right back right after these messages.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closure. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and support. Join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Clay County Corner, where we hope to inform you of some local happenings, events, and just some general information about Clay County. This is Susan Bailey broadcasting live in a corner room of the historical Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the 3-Star Volunteer Program of Clay County and by the Clay County Chamber of Commerce and Kicks Country. We are live every morning on Thursdays from 9 a.m. until 10 a.m. on Kicks Country 101.5 FM. This show will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock p.m. on Kicks Country. This gives you an opportunity to tell your family and friends in some of the surrounding counties to catch the evening rebroadcast. If you let them know, also family and friends from other states can even listen in through the Delhalla Horizon website at www.delhallahorizon.com. Click on the link on the Delhalla Horizon webpage to catch this week's show and even catch some of the previously recorded broadcasts of the Clay County Corner from Kicks Country. Thank you to Delhalla Horizon for collaborating with the Clay County Corner to provide this service to our neighbors near and far. Remember the birthday and anniversary announcements. Don't forget to call in for the drawing of a Salina Dairy Queen cake or send me a notice on Facebook. Be sure to call starting today and give us names for the next week for birthday and anniversary announcements. Today's drawing is going to include the week of April the 17th up through today. So if you called in for some for next week, they'll be on the next week's show. To call in, just leave a message on 931-243-5574. Someone will win a delicious Salina Dairy Queen cake every Thursday, and that's if your name is drawn or whoever's name is drawn. Be sure to drop in the Salina Dairy Queen and take advantage of their filling breakfast and their great lunch and dinner menus. Listen today about midway through the show for this past week's announcement and for the winner of the Salina Dairy Queen cake to come near the end of the show. Remember, the number to call is 931-243-574. Have if your name is called, you do have 90 days to pick up that birthday cake. This week's winner can pick up your certificate to claim the cake at the Clay County Chamber of Commerce today after 10:30 this morning. And remember to start calling after the show today for next week's announcement, which will cover the week of April the 24th through April the 30th. Please wait for the tone to begin speaking and speak slowly and clearly so that we can get the correct name and the correct information. I want to thank all the callers so far. I've talked with a bunch of you, and I do know that you're enjoying those cakes and you're sharing with your families, which is very nice. We're happy to be partnered with the Salina Dairy Queen in this special surprise for someone. Thank you to owner Frank Walters for his contributions and support in different activities within our community. We've got a good show for you this morning during the next hour, so grab that extra cup of coffee if you haven't already and sit back and get ready to listen about some stuff going on in Clay County. On the lineup today, we're going to hear from Chris Nelson with Clay County High School Baseball and from Paula Boone with the Salina Health and Rehab. I have Chris already in here with me this morning, and we're ready to get started. And I know it's hard, Chris, to get – I mean, you had to – leave school and come out here, and I know that's a difficult situation, and you probably had to grab some people to cover your time slot for you.
Yeah, I had to have somebody cover my class for a few minutes, but it'll be all right.
Yeah, we can't leave those students by themselves in those classrooms.
Right. Especially as close to EOC time as it is.
Oh, so. My goodness, I guess so. Chris, I do appreciate you being here, and if you will, just tell a little bit about yourself, like how long you've been with the school system, what your teaching duties are, and maybe when you started as a baseball coach.
All right. Well, my name's Chris Nelson. I do live in Clay County, but I live in the East End. So I got to come all the way around to get here every morning. But I started at Clay County 5 years ago. It's my fifth year, and I teach biology and a few other science courses. And also coach baseball. It's my fifth year coaching baseball, too.
Fifth year of coaching baseball. Mm-hmm. I was thinking you started that when you first came on board,
yep.
Pretty much. So you're an old-timer now.
I guess. So you can call me a veteran now,
That's exactly right. How does your roster look this year? Can you tell us a little bit about it and about your seniors, too?
I will. My first year here, I had 11 players, so it was pretty rough.
Wow.
With 11 players, because if one or two players don't make it, then you're in trouble. But mm-hmm. This year, I have 21 players.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't know if that's a good problem or not.
Well, it's been a problem, but it's been a good problem, because I've got all kinds of people that I feel comfortable putting in at any time.
Very good. So better to have some competition.
Absolutely, definitely. But, yeah, I've got 8 seniors.
Wow.
I've got Brandon Stewart, Ben Upton, Josh Jenkins, Jared Browning, Andrew Bowles, Casey Perdue, Addison Rich, and Cody Daniels are all 8 of my seniors.
Well, that's a pretty good group. I know most of those boys.
Yeah, I've got a good group of kids there. Most of them have been with me for 4 years. That's the first group that have been with me for all 4 years.
That's really, really good.
Yeah, and
so they're seasoned.
Yeah, I hope they are.
Yeah.
Sometimes they show they are, and sometimes they don't.
Right. Sometimes it's just fun.
Mm-hmm. I've got 3 juniors. I got Zach Grace, Chad Roten, and John Wayne Browning are my 3 juniors. I got 5 sophomores, Peyton Smith, Josh Endicott, Braden Moss, Brandon Krieg, and Dakota Scott. And then I've got 5 freshmen also. They are Seth Ogletree, Trevor Daniels, Justin Perdue, Alan Scott, and Logan Strode.
Well, you've certainly got a good group coming up when this bunch, a big bunch of seniors actually graduate.
Yeah.
Have you had the, I know with all the sports they have a senior night. Have you already had that?
Yeah, we had that Tuesday night when we played Jackson County.
Well, that's always a sad night.
Yeah.
You know, especially having been there before as a parent with a graduating senior, that's a hard night.
Yeah. Last year was easy for me because I didn't have any seniors.
That was actually good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how's the season progressing so far?
Well, we've had our good times and our bad times. Our record doesn't look all that good. We're 6-7 overall, but we're 4-2 in the district. So we've played well when it mattered, and we've got a chance to win the district still. It will all come down to the Jackson County Clark Range game on Monday and Tuesday of next week.
Monday and Tuesday. Well, you know what? This is a good opportunity to say, all you fans out there, if you've been a baseball fan, you don't really know what it's about, or you want to be a fan, that's a good time to come out and watch y'all play.
It is.
Is it at home? Are they home games?
That will be between Jackson County and Clark Range.
Okay.
So that won't be us playing.
Oh, okay.
So based on who wins those games, we'll determine who wins the district.
I understand now, So what about the remaining schedule for your boys?
Of course, we just got one week of regular season left. Mm-hmm. We got 3 games next week.
Okay.
2 of them are district games. We play Pickett County on Monday at Pickett County, and then we play Pickett County here on Tuesday.
Okay. Monday at Pickett and Tuesday home versus Pickett.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, have you played them yet this year?
No, we haven't played them yet, but they haven't beaten anybody in the district yet, so hopefully, I mean, we're counting on beating them twice.
So
which
it
we
looks
should.
Good.
Yeah.
That is good. How have the boys been playing this season? They've been just kind of hanging in there?
I know. We've honestly played really, really good.
Good.
Every game that we've lost except for one was less than 2 runs.
Oh, that is excellent.
So most of our biggest problem is hitting. I mean, we've lost 2 games, 3-2, couple 5-3, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Our pitching's been excellent. Our defense has been good for the most part except for 1 or 2 games. We played overall really well.
Very, very good. Chris, I need to take a quick short break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk some more about Clay County High School baseball.
Sounds good.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
If your walls could talk, what would they say?
I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million children. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I'm sitting here at the Clay County Courthouse, the historical courthouse, with Chris Nelson. And Chris is the Clay County High School boys baseball coach. He's been having a pretty good season so far and about to wrap it up. Chris, you mentioned that the district play starts, the district tournament play starts in another week.
Right, next week or last week of regular season, and then the next week, which I believe would be May the 4th.
May the 4th.
We'll start our district tournament.
Well, where is that? Where are the districts held?
That'll be determined by who wins the district.
I hope we do.
So it's all going to come down to that Jackson County Clark Range.
Oh,
series.
My goodness. We sure do need to. So which one has to lose for us to get to have?
They have to split.
Oh, they have to split.
For us to have a chance. To win the district, and if they split, it'll be a three-way tie for first place.
Okay.
Between us and them two.
Okay.
And then we'll go by runs given up in the district.
Okay. So that's critical. And when do they play again? Maybe we need to go and
I don't know if they play a doubleheader Monday or if they play Monday and Tuesday, one or the other.
So you'll know for sure by the end of the day on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, that's really a nail biter down to the wire for sure. So it actually starts in on May, on May the 4th, 4th or 5th. I think you said the 4th.
The 4th, yeah.
Yeah, the 4th. Well, how long does it usually take to get through the district tournament?
It usually takes a week.
About a week. And then are the regional tournaments right back up to that?
Yeah, the regional tournament will be the next week.
Okay. Well, boy, I just would love to see us go there.
I would too. We went to the regionals, I think, 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We got a chance to make it again.
We certainly do. Mm-hmm. You know, with that many players and that many seniors on your team, too. How many seniors did you say you have?
I've got eight.
Eight. Okay, I was thinking seven for some reason. Okay. So we've got district coming up, guys, in a couple of weeks, and then regional right on the back of that. Y'all need to be rooting for those baseball players. Do you have that standout player that plays multiple positions really well, or maybe is the go-to person for strategic placement? Or
yeah, I've got a couple of players that I would consider go-to players.
Mm-hmm.
One senior, Josh Jenkins, has been one of my best hitters this year.
Wow!
He came up last night. We had a chance to win the game. He came up with bases loaded in the last inning, and was down by a run, so there was nobody else I'd rather have up.
Oh, yeah.
And he hit one in the gap, and I thought he had a hit. Would have won the game for us, and their outfielder made a good play.
My goodness.
But I got him, and then Zach Grace has been great for us. He's leading the team in RBIs, and he's one of our top pitchers. I've got three great pitchers.
Uh-huh.
And then Josh Endicott is a sophomore. He's played great. He's probably my best hitter. He's got our best average. And he's been awesome on the mound pitching as well.
Yeah.
And then probably the best numbers that I have pitching-wise is Addison Rich, a senior. Mm-hmm. I mean, every time that I put in, he's kind of been our closer this year. If we can get our starter through four or five innings, We bring him in, and he just shuts them down the rest of the game.
Boy, that's good. Good to have.
And it's good to have.
Yeah. So you've got three pitchers. How many have you got coming up? I know we always struggled, you know, with the pitching position. That's a very important position, no matter how you look at it. You've got and the time constraints. How does that work?
You're allowed to pitch 10 innings in back-to-back days.
Okay.
As a pitcher.
And then you have to sit out one game?
No.
Or, okay.
I mean, you could, if you throw seven one day, you can throw three the next day.
And then go back.
And then
seven.
You can go back and throw seven the next day.
Okay, okay. For some reason, I always thought there was like a...
I think it used to be like that. They've changed it.
Okay. Well, that's good because some small schools especially just don't have that depth.
Right.
On the bench for pitchers.
Right. That's one good thing about my team this year is we had those three really good pitchers.
Yeah.
And I've got six or seven other pitchers that are pretty good that I can put in at any time that I feel pretty good about.
Oh, that is good. That's a good thing for a baseball team.
Yep.
Talk just a little bit about I know that we had a terrible loss last year for softball.
Right.
And could you talk just a little bit about that awesome recent dedication that occurred on the baseball and softball grounds, I think maybe last week?
Yeah, this past weekend they had a play day over here at the high school softball team. There was four teams there, I think. And they dedicated, I think they've named the field after Coach Boswell, and they hung a plaque up on the side of the building over there in his memory. And I know Coach Boswell very well. We spent a lot of time talking over there while he was there. And nobody loved the sport and his girls more than he did.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great that they could dedicate that to him.
That was great. You know, you hear that nobody loved him more than.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true. I've the girls, softball girls from a long time ago and the current ones, he's going to really, really be missed by by that team.
He will.
I hate that. But that's such a nice tribute to do that. Anybody that hasn't seen that plaque, you need to just pop out there, you know, go to one of the games, one of the few games that's left.
That's right.
And take a look at that, because it was really, really nice and such a nice dedication. Chris, I know you're anxious to get back, and I'm going to say he had to make a phone call and make sure his class was covered when we took our break a while ago. And it is difficult to pull you out of class, but I really, really do appreciate you coming this morning.
I appreciate you having me.
All right, and I'm going to encourage good luck to you, first of all, and the baseball team, and good luck to the Clay County High School girls softball team, too. And we're wishing y'all a successful season finish, and then definitely 100% across the board success at the district tournament. And then move on to that
region. Thank you. Hopefully we can make it on to the region.
Yeah, I hope so. Chris, thanks for coming, and I'll let you get back. I know you're anxious to get back to your class. And we'll take a quick break here and then return after the station break with Paula Boone.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and lie in our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Daddy, when are you coming home?
It can be difficult being a service member called for duty. That's why there's the Yellow Ribbon Reintegration Program. We help thousands of National Guard and Reserve members ensure their families are taken care of while they're away.
Daddy, you're home!
And when they return, we help with everything from job opportunities to financial planning. Learn more at yellowribbon.mil. A message from the Department of Defense.
I want to welcome everybody back to the Clay County Corner this morning. My next scheduled guest is Miss Paula Boone, but she's having some issues at work. I'm not sure if she's going to be able to make it this morning or not, but we hope she can pop in before the end of the show. We've got a couple of announcements I'd like to maybe just hit on, too, before we get started again. The Cumberland Run, I want to be sure and mention that. The Cumberland Run 2015 is set for Saturday, May the 2nd. So that's just right around the corner. I've got John Keaton, our station guru here, with me, too. And
how about that?
Well, that's what I say anyway. But we've got the Cumberland Run coming up again, and that's an event that Thomas Watson puts on, and mm-hmm. it's to help with funding, with the courthouse, and the different events that they put on
and
here.
We can actually tell the people we just had a electrical box put in. They've started doing the renovation here, and of course it's got to go in small steps.
Right.
So you know, that's one of the things that these funding, and they do, like I said, the electrical work here.
Uh-huh.
And that's just, again, one phase. So
right.
So anyhow, that's what this stuff goes for.
And you know, it's already, I'm absolutely seeing the difference.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
When we first started back in, and I guess I hadn't really noticed that much, but wires everywhere.
Yeah.
And just conglomerated and latched together and
well, you
hanging
figure,
everywhere.
When the courthouse was built, what, in 1876,
yeah.
obviously there was no electricity run.
Clearly.
So over the years, they just kept adding and adding, and nothing was removed or really updated. So, I mean, you've got a foot thick of wires running all over
exactly.
the place in here. So that's one of the things they're doing. And, to be honest with you, I don't know what the next phase is.
Right. You know, I looked this morning as I walked in, just to a quick glance when I walked by, and saw the new big breaker box there,
uh-huh.
and it's, oh my gosh, that alone just looks so much better. But then I saw a lot of smaller wires, and I'm wondering if that's not maybe our phone wiring.
Well, part of it I'm sure is,
through.
Yeah.
And I guess that'll probably surely be included in the...
So you're talking about the fundraiser on, or the show on the 2nd, and like
mm-hmm.
Randy and I talk about all the time, these months just fly by. The 2nd is just,
oh
what,
gosh.
A week and a half away, something like that, two
yeah,
weeks?
Yeah, absolutely. I mentioned it, I think, at the beginning of my little I'm here.
Uh-huh.
I thought the whole month of April, and now it's the end of it,
oh,
practically.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
and I thought, well, this Cumberland Run is just right around the corner now. It's actually May the 2nd, and it's going to be held here on the Courthouse Square from 3 o'clock p.m. until 7 o'clock p.m., Registration is going to start at 3 o'clock p.m., and then the first 100 registrants, that's a lot of people,
yeah.
have an opportunity to get a free T-shirt, and they also will get those free plaques that, you know, everybody, those are big collector's items
right,
for a lot of
right.
the a lot of the showgoers.
And this is either last week or week before last, I was out in the wings here, and Thomas came in with a calendar that they have put together
of
these cars. And, man, there are some cool-looking cars.
Absolutely. So, you know, copies of that limited edition commemorative calendar will be available, I'm pretty sure, at the Cumberland Run. I'm pretty sure he's gone ahead and ordered them. And I know that you can do some pre-orders. They've, I think they've had one on display maybe at Napa.
Huh.
And might be some around at both of the banks. So if you want to drop in and take a look at those, you don't want to miss getting a copy of that commemorative calendar.
I'm telling you, they're cool cars.
They are, and they're local.
And I'm an old car buff.
Mm-hmm.
And I know how much work it takes to turn these cars around. I mean, some of them are in pretty good shape, but some of them are really, really rough.
Right,
And these guys and gals, they'll take these cars and better than showroom condition.
Right. And
something to see.
You know, I've seen where you've got all these magazines and all the dealer magazines that you can get, just the simplest part to the most complex part.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what turns
And some of the cars that will be shown will be what they call original restoration, where they bring them back to original condition.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will be modified body-wise, engine-wise, and so it's cool. It's a cool thing to see.
Yeah, it is. With those hoods raised and all shiny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, if it's a sunny day, bring your sunglasses.
And let me tell you, be ready for some conversation, because most of these guys and gals love to talk about their vehicles.
Talk about their cars. You know, Cumberland Run has evolved into one of the better regional cruise-ins with more than 120 cars that were registered last year.
I didn't realize there were that many here.
Yeah, there were. I think they started with maybe about, 40 or 50 around that first year. And I think there was one really rainy or bad day.
Right.
That, or it might have been really cold. I can't remember. But there weren't a whole lot that were able to show up that day. But it's just... And that's a frustration because the car owners want to be there. But this
what time does that usually start running?
3 o'clock in the afternoon.
3 o'clock.
Yeah,
okay.
They start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and it goes on until 7 o'clock.
Okay.
The event is open to all motorized vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's antiques, classics, hot rods, rat rods, which are really cool.
Yeah, they're getting to be something.
They are. And then late model, muscle cars and even bikes. Lifted trucks, and even your daily driver. If you want to spiffy it up, Thomas says, come on and join us up on the square. So you can bring pretty much whatever you need. As usual, there's no fee of any kind. Everything is free. And once again, we want to invite everybody from the region, but we want to especially appeal to all of our local enthusiasts.
But some of these guys and gals are unbelievable. I've got a 52 Buick. It's got a straight eight in it, and I thought second gear was going out in it one time, and I was a member of the Buick Club back in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy says, oh, well, then you need part number. And he wrapped off like an eight-digit part number to a second gear of a 52 Buick, and the guy just knew this off the top of his head. And
oh,
I thought,
my God.
Wow. This guy needs to get a life, but that is his life.
Right.
Vehicle.
Well, that's what you call enthusiast.
You got it.
For sure. Thomas has estimated that there's actually more than about 300 special vehicles in our county, just in Clay County.
Mm.
So, you know, just to see all you guys that are listening out there, if you've got one of these 300 cars, bring it in. Just to see that, just that one time would be amazing.
And like I said, some of the cars have not been restored, and those are really cool.
They are.
You see like a 1949 Hudson that's original. There are people, one guy told me with my 52, because I was going to change it, and he said, don't. He said, there's people that want to see what that original upholstery looked like and everything. So it's pretty interesting.
Right. You know, even if you don't have a car, just come and park off the square somewhere.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to have a car.
Just come and
just
look.
Come look at it. That's right.
Come and look.
Makes me sick.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because I can't have them all.
I know it. And, you know, he's going to be having also some door prizes and drawings that are going to be given away on the show. And a big thing, too, the merchants that are around the square are going to remain open. And then the Cruisers, Classics, Clunkers of Clay County, they're wanting to thank all of the local merchants especially for doing that, for, you know, participating
in
the Cumberland Run. And then also the individuals that have purchased the ads on the T-shirts. Those are the T-shirts that will be given away for those first 100.
And so that's May 2nd.
May the 2nd?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
And you can probably get here a little early, because I'm sure they'll start gathering a little bit before then.
Yeah, I'm sure they will. They'll start popping in. I think they're always anxious to get here and get started and get lined up to get to be in the show. I tell you what, I really need to do these birthdays.
Let's do them.
And anniversary announcements right quick. And we've got anniversary and birthday announcements for the week of the past week up through today. So that's April the 17th through April the 24th. So if you don't hear your name and you gave me birthdays after the 24th, they'll be on next week.
We'll
don't worry about that. So on April the 16th, I'm not sure. It's actually not included here, but I just want to make sure I'm not 100% that I gave this announcement last week.
Okay.
So this may be a belated on April the 16th to Greta Brown and to Sandra Brown from their families. But for this week, starting with April the 17th, happy birthday, happy 23rd birthday to Miss Jessica McLaren from Dale, Kim, and Bailey, her sister. Happy birthday to Debbie Johnson from her family on April the 17th, and also to Michael Herrera from Mandy Hayes and her family. On April the 18th, happy birthday. Oh, no, this is an anniversary. I don't get many of those, so I love to have anniversaries.
Yeah, there's kind of few.
They are. Happy anniversary to Chris and Mandy Smith. It's their 17th anniversary, and that comes from your family. On April the 19th, happy 90th birthday to Miss Winnie McLaren. She actually had a birthday day that people were able to drop in and visit with her and wish her happy birthday. This birthday wish comes to Miss Winnie McLaren, age 90, from Barbara. And also on the 19th, happy birthday to Aaron Brown from his daughter Sherry and family. Happy birthday on the 19th to Adam Herrera. That's from Mandy Hayes and family. And to Summer Cherry from her family, also to Opal Sue Cherry on the 19th, and that's from family, and also Alex Coombs on the 19th, and that is from Nana and Pa. I don't have any for April the 20th. Did we not have any births on April the 20th? That happens occasionally. On April the 21st, happy birthday to John Merritt from his lovely wife, Kathy.
Did she say that?
She did. From his lovely wife, Kathy.
Like I said, it's kind of a nice way to slip that in.
That's right.
It?
And she actually gave me his age, too, so I'm just going to go ahead and throw that out. Happy 64th, John Merritt.
You're taking responsibility for
That's
that.
That's right. Also on April the 21st, happy birthday to Brett Daly from his family, and happy birthday to Karen Carmack from Sherry Brown Holman. On the 22nd, we have a happy birthday going out to Elaine Cherry. She will be 80. She was 80 on the 22nd. That was yesterday. And this is from her daughter, Teresa, and her family. Also on the 22nd, happy birthday to Sue Smith Crawford from Cindy Strong. Happy birthday, happy 23rd birthday to Ethan Roten from his mama. And happy birthday to Donna Stone Haynes from Cassandra Abbott and to Junior McLaren on the 22nd from Jeannie Lefevre. And last, I have a happy birthday to Miss Eliza Cunningham from her family. And then today, we have birthdays today, and this one goes out to Jean Smith, who's 78 today. Happy birthday from your daughter Gina and the rest of your family. Happy birthday to Andre Kazlikowski from Samantha Bowles. And happy birthday to Lily Kerr from Cassandra Abbott. Happy birthday also today to Kim Grace from your family. And happy birthday to Skeeter, if you're listening over there at the drugstore, from the otherwise known as Edris Stone.
There you go.
And that comes from your daughter, Jordan. And happy birthday to Miss Viv. That's Vivian Watson. She's got a whole bunch of kids. mainly it's from her two grandchildren, Adam and Alan, and then also from all of her Clay County High School kids and the faculty. You know, I think they all call Miss Viv, but I think they all think of her as Mom, too. And then another 90th birthday today goes out to Cotton Purdue, and this comes from Will and all the family. And then I've got one more happy anniversary announcement, and that goes out to Michael and Anita Spears today, 38 years today. Happy anniversary from Mandy and family. I also want to give a quick early birthday wish for Mr. Edward Colson, who will be 75. He's not feeling so well, so we want to be sure and just give him a heads up. Happy birthday for April the 30th, and this comes out from his sister Claudine. And then Miss Miss Elaine Cherry, whose birthday was yesterday, they're having a family get-together as they honor their mom. Miss Teresa Cherry Coon, the daughter, is having a get-together for her 80th birthday celebration at the Solana Church of Christ Bob Building or Activity Building. That's going to be April the 25th from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Remember to start calling in today for the week of April the 17th through April the 23rd. So that's it. That's all
we are going to have to get us a larger answer. Birthdays just keep growing and growing.
I know it. Okay, so the next call-in is the 24th through the 30th. Oh, yeah, I did say that wrong. I said the 17th through the 23rd. That's what we just did. So the next call-in is the 24th through the 30th. So don't forget to call in. Start calling today.
And we love giving away that ice cream cake.
We sure do. And so does the Solana Dairy Queen and Mr. Frank Walters.
That's
we
right.
sure do appreciate that collaboration with
and
him.
And we'll be giving that away in about 15 minutes, so
Absolutely.
Stay tuned.
Absolutely. We got our little names right over there in the basket, and we're going to pull one out here pretty soon.
All right. Well, why don't we take, if you don't care, a short break, and then we'll come back. Ray Norris, the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce of Clay County, is here. And we will be back in just a minute.
Absolutely.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
For those with mental or substance use disorders, what does recovery look like? It's a transformation. It's a supporting hand. It's new beginnings. When does recovery start? It starts when you ask for help and join the Voices for Recovery. Speak up. Reach out.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
I'm in almost every school bus and classroom. You see me around the neighborhood and you tell me that I'm a pretty good kid. Well, I'm one out of every five children in America and I'm struggling with hunger.
Please visit feedingamerica.org today and find your local food bank for ways to help.
Every dollar you donate helps provide 8 meals for kids like me. We are Feeding America, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Clay County Corner. I've got Mr. Ray Norris here with us, John and I do, but I got a couple more announcements that I need to get out there before we get started talking. On May the 1st and 2nd, don't forget, if you're a avid fisherman, and especially if you love catfish, get out to the Catfish Classic. It's in memory of Bobby Massengill. There's a $20 entry fee, followed with a, this is the best part, catfish fry. That's if you're not a fisherman, but you love to eat it.
That's me.
So this is going to be a competition, and they're going to give away a few things, I guess. But they're going to have a catfish fry in the evening, that same evening on May the 2nd at the Horse Creek Dock. So come out and support the East 52 Volunteer Fire Hall for that. On May the 9th, mark your calendar for the four-person scramble at Cumberland River Golf Course, and this is to support the Clay County High School golf team. And I've got written down every second Saturday in May, so they must be having something going on, too, and I didn't finish my notes on that. But
you mean the golfing?
Yeah, I'm thinking okay. There might be something else. Maybe they've got competition going on, but I'll check on that, and I'll let y'all know better next week when I'm on air. And be sure to support the Clay County High School, FBLA, to get to the FBLA National Leadership Conference in Chicago, Illinois, with their Krispy Kreme donut sale. They have glaze for $6, chocolate for $8, and, raspberry filled for $8. That sounds good if you like filled donuts. I don't, but if you like those. The orders are done by Saturday the 25th, and they'll be picked up at the Clay County High School parking lot on Wednesday the 29th. So get your orders in before this Saturday. And the Clay County Opry is this Saturday right here at the Clay County Courthouse on the square, and that will be beginning at noon, and it'll go until 3 o'clock. And if you like bluegrass, if you don't, you need to come and listen to it, because then you'll like it. It's really good. And
it's all together different when you see it live,
absolutely,
when you're there in person.
It absolutely is. And we've got some talent that's just amazing here.
And I'm telling you, and I've told Randy this a zillion times, it is in the Southern DNA.
It is. It is. We got it. We got it going on.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. And, all you got to do is just come. There's no charge or anything. And it's been being upstairs in the courthouse, but as soon, and I don't know if it's quite warm enough this weekend or not, but as soon as it's warm enough, they're going to have it out on the courthouse lawn. So that's
going to
be
really
better.
Cool.
It will be really nice. And then you can bring your fold-up seats and sit down and listen and tap your foot out on the courthouse square lawn. One more thing, the Livingston Lions Club is also having a four-man golf scramble, and I mentioned that. I know it's not Clay County, but I mentioned that because Livingston Lions are very helpful with the Solana Lions Club when we're doing the kids' fight screening. They provide that $6,000 camera to help us do these eye screenings. So we really appreciate that, and we want to encourage people to go out on April the 26th to play at the Hidden Valley Golf Course in Livingston. They'll have a 1 o'clock tee time, and it is a $40 entry fee, and that will get you on the course, too. They have, an ABCD draw this Sunday, April the 26th. Not sure what that is, but all you golfers out there, I know
they
you know what that
is. That's what counts.
That's exactly right. So now I think I've pretty much covered all of the announcements that I needed to get out there. And I want to welcome Mr. Ray Norris. Thank you for coming this morning.
Well, thank you, Susan. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to sit down and talk to you.
Well, I do appreciate it. So I've got two good guys right here with me.
Well, I don't know that. Matter of opinion, I guess.
Ray, what's been going on with the chamber here lately?
Well, I just thought one thing is give the listeners a brief update on the Cumberland Bioscience Project. For those that aren't familiar with it, it's a company in the medical research field, which is a field that's new to me. My expertise on medical research is when I go to the doctor.
Right.
Beyond that, anyway, Cumberland Bioscience, they have, last year they signed a contract for our spec building out in the industrial park. It's a 33,000 square foot building. They have already completed a lot of the work. They're building a building within our building,
mm-hmm,
because it has to be sterile.
Right.
And they have, I think, 8 individual rooms that will be sterile that they'll, mm-hmm, be using for research. And this week and next week, They've got their contractor in putting the finished coating on the floors.
Mm-hmm.
They've already got the drywall in, et cetera. So it's really starting to look like something. It'll look very similar to their facility in Nashville, where I believe Mayor Reagan and Philip Matthews, the ID board chair, mm-hmm. and myself, we toured that last June, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very impressive.
Yeah.
And our building here is going to be equally impressive. They expect to finish the construction sometime in May, and they are planning an open house, I believe, late May or early June.
Great.
They're waiting on confirmation from one of their board members, Dr. Ben Carson, who maybe some of their listeners have heard that name before. He will announce that he's running for president in early May. So trying to get his schedule fine-tuned so that they can ensure that he will be here during the open house, which would be good for us.
Now, as cool as this is, and you and I actually toured the place in more of its rougher condition,
mm-hmm.
but what was really cool, I thought, you know, you were talking about being sterile. I mean, it's got to be like aseptic, you know, it's got to be perfectly clean.
Absolutely. And to that point, John, each room, each lab room, and there are eight of them, has its own separate air system.
And that's exactly what I was going to bring
up.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Because he talked about positive airflow, and I didn't know what that was, but what happens is...
Reverse airflow.
Yeah, when you're walking through the hallway and you go to open the door to go into one of these sterile rooms, as soon as you open the door, the air blows out of it automatically,
exactly.
So nothing can come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, that's pretty cool. You know,
yeah,
I wouldn't have thought of that, but I don't think of a lot of things.
Well, you mentioned the flooring even. That everything that's going into this building has to be strategically looked at so that there's less resistance to contaminants, to mm-hmm. germs, to anything that's going to hang on.
Well, has anyone, either you people ever been around a place where they've done drywall? I mean, you know, the dust is terrible.
Right.
So, I mean, you figure just to do drywall there, mm-hmm. that has got to be some sort of a procedure that's unbelievable, filtering and
mm-hmm.
all that stuff. So, you know, as cool as this is, what does this mean for Clay County?
Oh, wow.
Well, it means a lot of things. It'll be jobs. Now, I can't quote you a number because it seems to increase every time I talk to the key guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
But also, it's going to mean additional companies. This is going to be a magnet for some of their related mm-hmm. companies. They will also be looking at Clay County. So,
will it mean more clout for Clay County?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just by something that established with the background of the directors and everything, selecting Clay County, it will draw the attention of the governor and...
Oh, absolutely.
Representatives and all that.
Mm-hmm. And to that point, about 10 days ago, the folks over this project, through their PR guy in New York City,
mm-hmm.
they did a press release.
Oh.
And when they do a press release, everybody picks it up. As a matter of fact, I read it online in about six or seven different periodicals. Some of them were the... Medical research.
Fortune magazine
picked it up. Quite a few different ones picked it up.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone is putting Clay County on the
right.
map in a different industry,
mm-hmm.
which is very helpful.
You know, from a nursing standpoint, I'm just hugely impressed with what they're going to be doing. They're making leaps and bounds in cancer research, and they're looking at prostate research and other things, diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many different fields that they're looking at, and it has just amazed me what they're doing. I'm extremely impressed with the integrity of the people that are coming in and with their value that they're bringing.
And what's interesting, they in this industry, they're a small player.
Mm-hmm.
They have... I believe it's 400 or 500 different patented medicines that they have created.
Oh.
And you're right, it's in the cancer field.
Mm-hmm.
But what's really striking for such a small company, they, from beginning of the research to the completion, when they get certification for that product, that end product, they do it in one half the time of everybody else.
Mm-hmm. So they're very efficient.
They're very
cost effective.
One reason they're so efficient in Boston, they have it's a location that has 200 employees, but they use supercomputers.
Mm.
That's a big key to the getting it done quicker.
Mm-hmm.
And if I recall right, one of our earlier meetings, they explained that it takes approximately 12 trillion biorhythms. And that's why you have to have the supercomputers, because
Can't humanly count.
Oh, Lord, no. Yeah. It takes a tremendous amount of calculations.
Right.
And speed.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And these guys, they're good at it.
Well, I mean, if you look at just the way, just electronics, for example. You know, you and I have spoken about this many times. You start out with the old record players, and as you go and things progress, the time lapse between each invention is less because of the milestones you've laid before. Same way with, I believe, cancer research and stuff like that. You know, it is accelerating because of the milestones that's been laid in the past, and it's only going to continue to accelerate. So hopefully we're not too far away from some very striking cures.
Absolutely. I was surprised, pleasantly surprised, when they gave us the heads up that they're going to do this project here, and even equally surprised to find out that they have further interest in Clay County. So I think this is the beginning of more good things to happen for our county.
Well, like I said, I would think just the clout alone is going to be extremely valuable.
Absolutely.
To the community.
That is true. You know, we've talked with other companies. I've been at the chamber now almost 8 years, and we've talked with a number of companies, lured them into Clay County, and specifically to our spec building. And this is the first company that we've talked to that didn't ask for a dime. And then they're going to spend over $2 million to finish this building to suit their needs. And
that's really cool.
They don't want any help. They haven't asked for any help.
That is so fortunate for Clay County. And, you know, that just doesn't happen. You don't hear of that happening.
Right.
Rarely.
It's rare. Mm-hmm. Very rare. We're very fortunate for these folks to be interested.
We are.
Well, we probably ought to announce the winner of the Boite.
Yes, we had a Mr. John. Thank you so much for drawing a name out for me.
Honest John, they call me,
Honest
by the way.
Honest John. And I think we had 25 names
That's
that we had
very
to pick
cool.
from. So one out of 20-something. You had some pretty good odds, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And the birthday, the Solana Dairy Queen birthday cake winner this week is little Mr. Adam Herrera. Congratulations, Adam. And you can thank your Aunt Mandy for turning your name in. And you might have to share her. You might have to give her maybe a small slice or something.
That'll be up to him.
Yeah, that's up to you. So, Adam, if your mom or somebody can pop in to the Clay County Chamber of Commerce sometime today and pick up your certificate, it will be there waiting for you, and then you can go to Solana Dairy Queen and pick up your cake.
That's right. Delicious.
Delicious. All right. I guess that's it. Thank you so much, Ray, for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate Chris for coming in. He had to come just like you from work. You know, that's always a hard thing, is getting people to pop in from work. It's
cool. This is my work.
It is, yeah.
Well, I'm here, you know.
That worked out perfect.
Yep.
Well, everybody have a wonderful and productive day today, and don't forget to keep your military in your prayers every day. And I am signing out from the Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.